Since election week, there have been reports of bullying and student anxiety at schools across the country. But some teachers are turning that tension into teaching opportunities. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Angela Solom teaches fourth grade at Mountain View Elementary in Salt Lake City. It's a Title I school, and 70% of the students are English language learners. She said last Wednesday was rough.
It was pretty traumatic for a lot of kids.
But Solom immediately saw a silver lining.
So the fact that they are feeling some emotion, that's good because that they have some investment in our country.
And she says they're curious. They want to know how their country operates.
Or how confusing it can be to explain government to 9 and 10-year-olds. They've really taken a vested interest in learning more.
Heather Handy is used to talking about politics with her students. She teaches social studies to 7th and 8th graders at Westlake STEM, a junior high in West Valley. But this election has made conversations in class extremely relevant.
It's provided a lot of really useful examples, especially with checks and balances, things that a potential president might say versus what he actually has the power to do.
Teachers are always excited for an opportunity to have really authentic learning.
Nicole Westensko is also at Westlake STEM. She teaches English as a second language. And while her curriculum doesn't typically revolve around politics, that's what it's been for the past few weeks.
The kids have had lots of questions that I didn't have answers to. For example, on Wednesday, I had a lot of kids who wanted to know about immigration law and what would happen if this happened or what would happen if that happened.
So they researched the answers together, sifting through sources to find something credible. Another thing students have been asking about, how do you run for office? It might just be that 2016 has planted seeds for a generation of future politicians. Lee Hale, KUER News.